Well, we're here to tell the story of Aunt Carrie's War Against Black Fox Nuclear Power Plant, which is the name of the book she wrote about her experience with your help, as the book says, with Patricia Lemon.
Yeah.
Before we get into that story, I just want to hold up the newspaper this morning. On this date, July 27th, in the Tulsa World, it says PSO announces $1.3 billion wind energy investment. And the decision from PSO could give customers up to 40% of their power from wind by late 2020 if the project receives regulatory approval. But not only that newspaper deals with energy. The front page of the USA Today, 7/27/17, nuclear plant closures send towns into crisis. So those headlines will make sense to our listeners, and I'll repeat them at the end as we move along. You know, we hear the story about Carrie Dickerson, the little housewife, came off a farm to do this. But let's talk about her education background. What did she have?
She was a housewife who had graduated from OSU with a degree in education. She started out to be a teacher, but then went back to get a master's degree when she was teaching at Tiowa, which is a town south of Claremore, where I went to the fourth grade. She was doing the research for her master's degree. In the winter, there was very little fresh vegetables they could eat, except stuff that was canned and cooked to death. A lot of the students there had boils on the backs of their necks, very painful boils that caused scars. So mother talked to all the parents and asked for them to agree to help with her experiment, which was to give the kids A and D vitamin pills on a daily basis and to talk to them about their diet when they went to the school cafeteria, which was even harder. But over the course of a couple of months, all of those boils went away, and the kids had nice, clear skin with no pain. Mm-hmm. That was the basis of her master's thesis seen in the library at OSU. There is also a Carrie Dickerson collection in the library at OSU with a lot of the mementos from this whole Black Fox fight.
She taught home economics in the Inola High School.
Yes, she taught home economics when she had her master's degree. And she taught several places around the county, including Tallala and Chelsea. In Chelsea, she got into a fight with the principal because she believed that boys should be taught home economics just as much as girls should. So she let the boys into her classes, and they really responded very positively. They loved it. And they were in shop, and they were building a little cottage as part of their shop experience. And she taught them what was important about constructing a house and what was important about designing a house. But the principal felt that boys should not learn anything about housekeeping or how to run a household. So she very nearly got fired over it. But she stood up to them and made a big fuss. And while she didn't carry the day, she did gain a lot of friends that way.
So as we move into this story, she's fully capable of standing up for what she believes in.
Not only that, let me go back to when she was in school at OSU. We still had segregated schools everywhere in Oklahoma at that point. And there was one teacher that she took a class from that a black girl had signed up for. And when she came in to sit down in the classroom, the teacher told her she could not sit in the classroom. When the girl protested, she told her she could sit outside the door and listen to the lectures. Mother got up at that point, picked up her chair, and went outside the door, and she said, "If she can't listen to the lectures in the classroom, then I won't either." The teacher eventually gave in.
That's a great story.
My aunt, mother's twin sister, was so proud of that. Mother was proud of it herself, but my Aunt Clara, who is her twin, her red-headed twin, I should mention, liked to tell that story.